Good morning, or maybe it's good afternoon, Faith family, whenever you're listening. This is Pastor Dustin, and I'm sitting here with Steve Prudian, who leads one of our adult Bible school classes, adult Sunday school classes, and we're trying out a new thing. We're going to try and send out a podcast here and start the conversation that he has prepared for the class for Sunday. So, Steve, welcome.
Thank you, Dustin, for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm honored to have you here. So today we are introducing the topic of how big is God, and this is out of the book of Job. So why don't you start just by telling us what is your particular emphasis on presenting the book of Job, because you do it kind of different than most people do.
Most people actually look at the Bible through only one set of eyes. And the one set of eyes is the eyes of their own understanding. Right. Oftentimes, we miss really what's going on because of the fact that as human beings, the Bible is written for us not to be looking at what is happening with God and man from the outside, but to actually put ourselves inside and put ourselves in the shoes or the clothes of the man that God is dealing with. And in this particular case, we're going to deal with a story of a man who's had a very hard time and the lessons that he's learned as he's grown into redemption.
That sounds like a really good story. I like it. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to say right now, people should be looking forward to this class and to this discussion. So let's dig into this a little bit and get everybody's brain kind of rolling to get prepared. Who is Job?
Most people don't think of Job, but Job was actually a contemporary to Abraham. They lived during the same period of time. Abraham actually lived a little further south on the Euphrates River than Job did, but Job had very vast land holdings. His land holdings are what we consider about 25% of Saudi Arabia today.
Wow.
If you take a look at Job's lineage, which most people do not even look at, is as you will find that Job is, of course, like Abraham, descended from Noah, that Job, being a descendant from Noah, there was a sense of righteousness there because of the son that both Abraham's lineage came from and the son, and the same for Job. And that goes all the way back to Noah's son, Shem. But it goes back even before that. It goes back to the good son of Adam and Eve, not Abel, but Seth. And with Seth's lineage, you will find a fellow that God liked very much, and his name was Enoch. So you ask me, how would a person know God at this point in time with no Bible? They knew God because righteousness was handed down through the family.
Okay. Yeah, that was actually going to be a question. So Abel and Job lived at the same time.
Abraham.
I'm sorry. Abraham and Job lived at about the same time. So I was going to ask you the question, how would Job know God? But descendant from Noah and Shem, he absolutely would have. Mm-hmm. So that makes a lot of sense. All right. So that explains who Job is and gives us the time frame for everything. And we know at this time that God's dealing with Abraham, he's dealing with Lot, he's doing all that thing. What does he have to do with Job?
Well, Job, as God declares himself, Job was minding his own business when Satan decided to do an interruption into heaven. And God said to devil, what are you doing here? And the devil says, I'm just going back and forth across the earth to see what's happening. Now, Job's troubles didn't start with Job. It started with God.
Right.
Because God says, have you noticed my servant Job? He's perfect. Another word of saying perfect is he's righteous. But I don't think that righteous is an absolute word. We would just say that Job found pleasure in the sight of the Lord.
Right. Right. I agree, because there is only one perfect, and that was Jesus.
That's correct.
So Job was a righteous man, and...
No, he was a perfect man. Not declared righteous.
Perfect.
Yes. Abraham was declared righteous, not because he was Abraham, but because of the fact that he honored and did what God asked him to do.
Okay. So Job was kind of the other side of it. So he delighted in doing what the Lord wanted. He delighted in the Lord's will, so that made him perfect.
Yes.
In that phrasing. Gotcha. All right. See, I'm learning things today even. All right. So what does Job, because Job goes through his troubles, and he deals with his friends, and Job comes to a realization about God. Tell me about what Job realizes about God.
Well, first of all, as I said earlier, you have to put yourself in the place of Job. If a calamity affected you, such as a child dying, losing your job, losing everything that you possessed, and then on top of that coming down with an incurable, painful disease, I would think that your thoughts would be focused on all those other things, but not upon God. So here we deal with the emotions that a human being is going through while he's suffering and still managing and trying to keep his integrity and defend God as a perfect God. And this is the beginning of our story.
That's hard to do, because I know we've all had pain and suffering, and it is really hard in those times to do what Job did and stand up and say, no, God's perfect. He has a reason for what he's doing. I just don't understand it. Job is going through a pretty terrible, horrible time in his life. So how does that end up? How does that terrible end up being good?
Well, the funny thing is that in looking at Job, there are only two people in the Bible who've had this type of suffering. One is Job. Okay. And the other one is Jesus Christ. A lot of people do not understand that Job was actually the priest of his family, just like Jesus Christ is the priest of his church. Job offered sacrifice for every one of his children on a regular basis, so that whatever they may have done or said, whether they knew it or not, that they would be forgiven of that because of the sacrifice that Job offered for them. Now, Jesus Christ offered himself as a sacrifice even before we knew we were sinners. In fact, he offered a sacrifice before we were even born. But it isn't because Jesus Christ didn't know about us, because the Bible says that God knows, which is Jesus, that he knew us before we were even born. And how he does that is that if you read the Bible from the end to the beginning, that's how God thinks. God knows the end from the beginning.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. All right. Steve, I'm intrigued. What are you presenting this week?
Well, we've been studying Job now for a few weeks, and this week, where my emphasis is I'm only looking at the man Job in his relationship to God, not Job in his relationship to his friends who've come to find out what logical reason Job is suffering in this condition. But this week, we are talking about how big is God? And one of the things that you realize is that he's big enough to rule his mighty universe, yet small enough to live within your heart. Today, this week, we'll be talking about when everything is all said and done, the realization that Job has on not only how big is God, but who is God, and who he is in relationship to God, in the fact that God accepts his confession and restores him to more and better than he's ever had before. So, with redemption, there is restoration. So there is hope. And that's what the lesson will be on this Sunday.
Steve, before we sign off, is there anything else you would like to add about this week's lesson or the book of Job specifically so people can prepare?
When you come to the class, and I hope you will come to the class, you will never leave empty-handed because I give you the highlights of every class so you can take them back and you can read them over again and maybe learn something from them. Again, I will reiterate, unless you read the book, okay, with spiritual eyes, you will not be able to understand the book. And part of what we go through in the class every Sunday is opening up your spiritual eyes so you can understand these things. Is there a promise made by God for you to receive? Is there a lesson for you to learn? Is there a sin for you to confess? Those are the things you have to focus on when you go through the Word of God. It will change your life if you allow it to change you.
All right. One last question. Specifically, what chapters do we need to read to be prepared?
If you want to read the chapters, we are actually going through, we're starting in Job chapter 38, and we're going through Job 42. Now, we're not going through every single verse by verse, but we are going specifically to Job's responses and actions to God.
All right. Very good. Well, Steve, thank you very much for coming in and putting up with me going through this a very first time. And I hope that we're able to do this again, and I hope it has an impact on the people. And it creates some better discussion in your class. And for the class, for you listener out there, I'm really hoping that this has benefited you as well and gives you a new lens with which through to read Job and read those chapters 38 through 42 and be prepared for the class. It's going to be a good one. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Dustin, for inviting me.